910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A judge throwing out the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin stemming from the on-set shooting death of a cinematographer nearly 3 years ago. The judge did so after allegations that the prosecution withheld evidence from the defense. President Biden holding a rally before a fired-up crowd in the battleground state of Michigan, looking to quiet calls for him to step aside in the 2024 election, forcefully declaring that he's not going anywhere. The president also leveling attacks against his opponent, Donald Trump, even calling Trump's mental fitness into question.
But Trump is even more dangerous now. No, I'm serious. He's unhinged.
Biden pointed to gaffes that Trump has had during rallies to deflect against questions about his own. A judge throwing out Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case on Friday, ending his bid to shield himself from nearly $150 million in legal judgments against him. The judge called him a recalcitrant debtor who thumbed his nose at the process while seeking protection from the court. This is ABC News. Chef. The mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, announcing the first identification of a victim buried in a mass grave following the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. Up to 300 black people were killed when a white mob destroyed homes, businesses, schools, and churches in the black community.
Efforts began 5 years ago to identify remains from mass graves in the Tulsa race massacre. Friday, Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum announced they've identified the first person.
C.L. Daniel was a veteran who served our country in World War I.
Advances in DNA helped forensic experts identify those remains and link them to descendants of his brothers.
I hope that this generation of Tulsans can appreciate that you've helped this family find their relative after he was missing for 103 years.
ABC's Michelle Franzen reporting. California suffering the first death of the 2024 wildfire season. Bodies found in a Mendocino home. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where WBZH The Buzz and Civic Media come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call WBZH The Buzz today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Thau. A recent poll shows how older voters view the race for president. Mike Moan reports.
The poll in this crucial battleground state, released by AARP, was conducted right after the first debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. In Wisconsin, Trump now leads Biden by 6 percentage points among voters 18 and up, according to this new survey. Pollster Bob Ward helped lead the effort, and he points out that a very high percentage of voters 50 and older are extremely motivated to cast their ballot, more so than younger populations.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block in the electorate.
83% of voters 50 and older said a candidate's position on Social Security is very important in shaping their vote. Medicare was at 72%. More than 1,000 likely voters around Wisconsin were interviewed, with an oversampling of nearly 450 likely voters past the age of 50. The age of the leading presidential candidates is dominating national rhetoric about the election, but Ward emphasizes that under this poll, voters strongly indicate they're not too happy about their economic situation.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Despite a strong jobs market, economic factors like inflation and rising prices were cited as a key concern among older adults. Ward says it appears President Biden is taking the blame for that sentiment, but overall, both candidates are not looked at favorably. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. Currently at 62
Jane
degrees.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
going. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker. I'll tell you that.
That's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A judge throwing out the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin stemming from the on-set shooting death of a cinematographer nearly 3 years ago. The judge did so after allegations that the prosecution withheld evidence from the defense. President Biden holding a rally before a fired-up crowd in the battleground state of Michigan, looking to quiet calls for him to step aside in the 2024 election, forcefully declaring that he's not going anywhere. The president also leveling attacks against his opponent, Donald Trump, even calling Trump's mental fitness into question.
But Trump is even more dangerous now. No, I'm serious. He's unhinged.
Biden pointed to gaffes that Trump has had during rallies to deflect against questions about his own. A judge throwing out Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case on Friday, ending his bid to shield himself from nearly $150 million in legal judgments against him. The judge called him a recalcitrant debtor who thumbed his nose at the process while seeking protection from the court. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers upset by the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Washington Nationals last night, 5-2 to AmFam Field in Milwaukee. The Nationals able to snap a five-game losing streak. Brewers right-hander Freddie Peralta struggled, giving up 4 runs on 10 hits through 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
I mean, I think Freddie made a few mistakes, but I thought generally he threw the ball good. And, you know, they just lost 5 in a row, so they're kind of hungry to win, and they put some balls in play. And, yeah, and their starter did a nice job to keep us at bay.
The Nationals' Jackson Rutledge held Milwaukee to just 3 hits on 2 walks over 4 2/3 innings in his first ever major league start. A familiar face, Jesse Winker, who struggled last year with the Brewers, crushed a home run 403 feet to right center field, his 11th home run of the year. He also drove in a run with an RBI double. Elsewhere, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 5-1 in St. Louis. Chicago's now won 5 in a row. The Reds got past the Marlins 7-4. Pirates over the White Sox 4-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. It's 60 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
Monday night, we will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC and be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m., where we welcome the master of radio magic, Gizmo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Raise your listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigvi Olsen. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.